All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more sadistic blood. Somebody actually said they wanted more of this, and it was about 6 months ago. I was looking through some of my old notifications, and the guy who wanted more of it is still on the site, MGTOW.TV we're talking about. So, because he still wants it, I'm gonna go ahead and do some more. Good story, and it's not that long, it's about 6 hours, so let's go ahead and go through it. Stepping outside the estate, the hunter girl gazes into the forest. The two vampires she'd hoped to slay with that surprise attack are already well out of sight. There's a reason she doesn't immediately give chase, though. Sakai Yuika. May we begin the hunt? It's Sakaki. It's a different name than I'm used to. Yuika. We're gonna go with Yuika? Let's go with Yuika. Yuika lets out a tired sigh. Three other shadows lurk in the darkness nearby. All four of them, including Yuika, are part of the Hunter Association, though their personal reasons for fighting vary widely. Aha! The game is on. You're aware of the rules, right? Tch, of course we do. It's the same every time. And who was it exactly who got civilians involved last time? That was just an unfortunate accident. Besides, unlike you, Alice, I didn't kill them. If anyone had any unfortunate accidents, it'd be me. I didn't know there was anyone behind that wall I destroyed. And I mourn those deaths after all, not like you, Rapunzel. Seeing people suffer only makes you cackle. Well, what do you expect me to do? A bunch of grown adults start screeching and bawling just because their legs got crushed, and you expect me not to laugh? Although they aren't coming out of the shadows, Alice and Rapunzel continue to provoke one another. Hearing their squabbling only makes Yuika have another sigh. Do you have any idea how hard it was to hide both of those cases from the association? You can kill the vamps however you please, but don't let any harm befall civilians this time. Cleaning up your messes is a drag. Fine, fine, I get it. I'll be nice and careful this time. Let's go then. With that, the presence of Alice and Rapunzel grow distant. After confirming that the duo have left, Yuika scratches her head in annoyance. It'd be easier if we just killed the vampires early. Gretel, you understand too, right? Yes, of course. Another man's voice can be heard from the shadow of the estate. The association forced you into having to manage those two. I sympathize with your pain. Their strength is undeniable, though. But as capable as they are in combat, in the end they're just a pair of violent louts. They'd likely bear their fangs against you if you were to anger them, Lady Yuika. I know, that's why dealing with the association is such a problem. Meeting Alice and Rapunzel has led to nothing but headaches for Yuika. While she prefers to work alone, the association has forced her into acting as their leader. Even after a year of the four of them working together, Yuika has yet to find any joy in the role. Vampire hunting is a game, huh? It'd be so much easier for me if I could think of it that way. You need not lower yourself to the level of those fools, Lady Yuika. You're a proud, noble hunter. Please remain that way until you die. Nay, even after you die. You're the only one who says that. To me, you are nothing less than a goddess, Lady Yuika. Meeting you is a ray of light shining through the darkness that was my life before then. Ah, the moment I met you, just the mercy of it brings me, or the memory of it, rather. I think the vampires are getting away. Aren't you gonna play the game too? Huh? My, I very nearly got lost in reverie. Lady Yuika, just wait a while longer. I shall claim the heads of those two vampires and offer them up to you as tribute. With that said, Gretel disappears into the forest as well. Once his presence grows distant as well, Yuiko heaves a sigh. Is a second, even heavier sigh. Every single one of them is so. All three of them are strong, true, but their personalities are insufferable. She knew that those three would be trouble from the moment she met them. Ever since she'd been put in charge of them, she's known nothing but grief. Yes, working in a team let them all hunt. What? Hold on. Yes, working in a team let them all hunt vampires with far greater effectiveness. However, Yuika can't help but feel like she's in far greater danger. Rapunzel's disposition is especially problematic. Yuika knows the moment she does something that doesn't suit his fancy, he'll end up attacking her himself. While he's off enjoying his game of vampire hunting at the moment, once he grows bored of that, there's no telling what he might get up to. Alice isn't quite as violent, but he's also a bloodthirsty maniac with a tendency to attack vampires head-on. His inability to be subtle has led to vampires escaping several times in the past. Even Gretel, the most obedient of the three, has given Yuika plenty of problems. He regards Yuika with an unusual, even eerie degree of affection that has her questioning her safety around him. I just want to kill vampires. Yuka's own reason for being a hunter is plain and simple. Her family was murdered by vampires. For better or worse, she was left as a survivor. The Hunter Association took her in afterward. Fueled by revenge, she threw herself into training and qualified as a hunter. Now she wanders the land, hunting the bloodsuckers at every turn. Chisakura is a city on an artificial island. If they want to leave, they'll have to cross the bridge to return to the mainland. Normally, I'd assume that's where they ran, but... As she whispers to herself, she taps the rim of her glasses. Her touch causes a radar display to appear on one of the lenses. On it are the distance, speed, and current direction of Yuna and Shizuha. The device is a cutting-edge vampire locator, provided to her recently by the Association. Yuika considers it her most essential piece of equipment. While its range isn't particularly far, no vampire within that range can escape its detection. They will exterminate every single vampire. Reminds me of that Castlevania Lament of Innocence. I will kill you and the night. She whispers to herself while looking up at the moon peeking between the roof of the estate and the forest trees. Fire burns in her eyes, a burning hatred for all vampires. Phew, I think we lost them for the time being. Now that they've found their way back to the city center, Yuna breathes a sigh of relief. There's no sign of their pursuers at the moment. She didn't think that they'd be shaken off so easily, but at least for the moment it seems they've evaded pursuit. I can't believe the hunters showed up so soon. Yes, that was unexpected. It's hard to believe they found us so quickly. Were they stationed in the city to begin with? Who knows? Either way, it was a mistake to command Psyche to go out. He was likely coerced into revealing our location. And I was looking forward to sleeping on a bed tonight. Having to abandon Psyche's estate within less than an hour of seizing it leaves Yuna somewhat annoyed. While she admits it was her lapse in judgment that brought this on, she can't help but resent the hunters nonetheless. More than that, having her hopes of sleeping in bed for the first night in a long time fills her with intense anger. That woman, she'll pay dearly. You're going to fight them? No, nothing. Nothing that barbaric. Fighting means tearing my clothes and marring my skin. I'm not sure what the method will be yet, but I'll definitely come up with an elegant way of securing victory against them. Yuna's lips curl up into a smirk. While her anger hasn't subsided the slightest bit, her rational mind is calmly analyzing the information at hand and plotting their next move. The question is what to do next. Do we run away for now or find somewhere to hide? Wouldn't running be the best idea? While they've escaped the hunters for now, their flight has created another problem. The hunters hadn't given them the luxury of planning back then, so they ended up fleeing in the opposite direction of the bridge. The city is an artificial island. To leave it, we'll need to cross that bridge from earlier again. However, the hunters will certainly be waiting to ambush us there. We'll be surrounded, no doubt. If that happens, we'll be in trouble. So, we hide? Crossing the bridge is risky, but trying to hide is also not ideal. It's possible that even more hunters are lurking within the city, further tightening the noose around them. Both options have clear risks. All she can do is trust her intuition. After thinking for a little while longer, Yuna makes her decision. Okay, hold on, folks. Just give me 1 second, because I have not looked at the pass for this game in ages. Yeah. Oh, I found it. Okay. There's two bad ends we can see right now if you want. Let's go ahead and show you all these bad ends, because there's a lot of bad ends. There's escape end, oh, there's an escape end, and there's a dead end. Let's make a break for it. More hunters might be on the way, so we should cross the bridge while we still can. Understood. Just don't fall behind, Chizuha. I'll try. Having chosen to flee Chisakura as soon as they can, Yuna and Chizuha make their way to the bridge. They have no way of knowing if that was the right choice to make, but they will find out soon enough. Yuka awaits the duo's arrival, leaning against the bridge's guardrail. It's as if she knew ahead of time that they would come here. As Yuna and Chizuha appear, she glares at them with cold eyes. And might it take it that we've been outsmarted? I will dispose of every single vampire. Yuka readies the pale bunker on her arm, her personal anti-vampire weapon, as she approaches. Despite her calm expression, bloodlust oozes from every fiber of her body. She's so menacing that even Yuna swallows nervously. She's not going to leave any room for discussion, is she? What do we do? We fight. What else? Stand back, Chizuha. Realizing that there's no avoiding combat in this situation, Yuna walks toward Yuka as well. While Yuna doesn't like the idea of fighting a hunter directly, the situation leaves her no choice. Her true concern, however, is Yuika's companions. They don't seem to be nearby at the moment, but there's no telling when they might appear to aid her. That risk means Yuna is planning to conclude this battle as quickly as she can. You're not having your minion fight for you? You're a strange one. You She's not used to fighting yet. Besides, barbaric combat just doesn't suit Shizuha, see? I don't care if you're the master or the minion. It doesn't change the fact that you're both vampires. I will exterminate every last one of you. I will wipe you off the face of the earth. Try it then. A strained voice escapes Shizuha's throat. Rapunzel's tentacles coil around her body, constrict her limbs. One of them is tightening around her throat. Yuna falls to her knees, her body covered in wounds as she cries out in sorrow. Standing around her are not just Yuka, but Alice and Gretel as well. The battle has ended in Yuna's defeat. Yuka's companions showed up to aid her not long after she began fighting Yuna. Yuna could not fight four opponents while defending Shizuha, and so was ruthlessly and decisively defeated. You little... Oh! In a final effort, Yuna cleaves her claws through Rapunzel's tentacles, severing them and freeing Shizuha. Black blood soaks into Yuna's clothes, but she's in no position to worry about appearances now. Shizuha, are you alright? Yeah, but... Shizuha looks around anxiously. 400 surround them. Each of them is powerful in their own right. The chances that the two vampires can prevail are slim. Despair finally sinks into Shizuha's heart as she realizes the end has finally come. Giving up already? Come on, it's no fun if you don't kick and scream a little harder. Vampires that don't resist are to be transferred to the Association. We can't kill them for no reason. And what's the point in that, really? The Association just killed you anyway. Better off to fight and die here, don't you think? Don't, Shizuha. Just bear Shizuha. You're asking for the impossible. We can't let a vampire go. The two of you are finished. Her words bear the weight of a death sentence. Either they fight and die here, or they be sent to the Hunter Association for execution. With a heavy heart, Yuna realizes that her judgment was mistaken. Stay with me, until the very end. Shizuha takes Yuna's hand and gives her a kind smile. Shizuha's expression tells Yuna all she needs to know, that she has accepted that their lives will end tonight. Seeing Shizuha like this makes it clear to Yuna that she must not give up. They stand atop a bridge. Enemies are positioned both ahead and behind them, blocking those avenues of escape. But if they have any kind of chance, it would be zero. Thank you for everything. Yuna lunges forward. At first, it seems like she's trying to embrace Shizuha. The next moment, though, Yuna throws her off the bridge with all her might. Despite her surprise, Yuka moves forward. She fires into Yuna's back as she attempts to jump off the bridge, too. Yuna doesn't make it to the railing before falling backwards. If Yuka had reacted any slower, Yuka would have made it off the bridge as well. You pulled a fast one on us, bloodsucker. A third-rate hunter like you, never imagined I'd do this, but did you? Lying on her back atop the bridge, Yuna contorts her lips into a smile. Pain from her gunshot wounds rushes through her body, but she pushes aside the pain. Aha, you really did it now. It's all ocean down there, no point in even trying to look for her. But the legends say vampires can't cross running water. If she's a vampire, she can't still be alive. Well, even if she wasn't a vampire, she fell into the sea from this height during the night. Any normal person would die. Lady Yuka? Yuka looks silently down at Yuna. The sheer anger in Yuka's expression is clear. She refrains, however, from leveling her gun at Yuna, nor does she raise her pile bunker. Rapunzel, tie the vampire up so she can't escape. Huh? Aren't we gonna kill her? We will send her to the Association. You're not gonna kill this vampire when one of them got away? I want to kill her so badly it's driving me mad, but... sending her to the association would be that much more humiliating for her. And so Yuna is handed over to the Hunters Association. Just what did Yuka's words mean? It did not take long for Yuna to learn the answer to that question. She lies sprawled on the floor of a dark room. There is a shred of clothing on her body, leaving her breasts and genitals fully exposed. Several men stand around her, all of them naked as well. They are currently within a facility of the Hunter Association. After a defeat at Yuka's hands, Yuna was sent to the so-called laboratory. All that awaited her here, however, were men who, while loving vampires, were simultaneously filled with a distorted lust for her kind. They got us a real pretty one this time. We hit the jackpot, boys. Can't say I like how small her boobs are, though. Don't worry about it. What really matters is how you feel when you jam it in. They're always brainless, like, idiots when they do these H scenes.
Oh, hey, look, we got one, boys. Oh, can't wait to go ahead and jam that one in. Ah, look at the tits are way too small for me. No, you'll be alright, you just jam it in the ass.
They always get like a bunch of idiots or whatever. Yuna's limbs are tied up. She cannot resist them, nor can she hide her nude body from the men's leering. It's easy to imagine what's about to happen to her. She prepares herself for what's to come.
Come on, why don't you say something?
Look at the confidence in her face, heh. The men reach their hands out, starting to gently rub her breasts. While their touches are brief, as if confirming how she feels, it's already enough to fill Yuna with disgust and aversion. The thought of her body being made into a plaything makes her want to bite her own tongue and die on the spot. However, dying would mean she'd never see Shizuha again. Yuna isn't attached to her own life, but the thought of Shizuha keeps her from committing suicide on the spot.
About time we get started, I say. So who's gonna stick their slong in first this time? I forget, it's probably your turn. I'll take her ass. Then I'll have her mouth.
The men's casual talk makes Yuna break into a cold sweat. It's about to begin. Unfamiliar men, whose names she doesn't even know, are about to sully her. She would like nothing better than to tear their throats out, but given the situation, she's incapable of doing anything. The most Yuna can do now is resist the urge to cry out.
Come on, here we go. Let's hear you scream, beautiful.
The men crawl all over Yuna, thrusting their erect genitals into her. Sharp pain stabbed through her mouth, vagina, and rectum. I can't believe this is happening to me.
Hey, you're really clamping down on me, aren't you? She's pretty tight back there, dude.
The men laugh heartily while thrusting their cocks back and forth. Yuna's pain does nothing to face the men, who continue their despicable act in earnest.
Just calm down and suck on it. Resisting us will only make things more painful for you.
The man's cock is submerged into her throat, but Yuna isn't giving any reaction. She isn't trying to spit out, nor is she trying to pleasure it. Apathy is her avenue of resistance against what's being done to her.
Why is it all you vampires are so fucking dumb? It's obvious that resisting is just wasted effort. Well, if that's how you want to be, I guess I'll show you no mercy.
The man raping Yuna's mouth starts thrusting his hips wildly. His erect penis pokes against the back of her throat, tormenting Yuna's body with stabbing jolts of pain.
Phew, it feels good in here too. A woman's armpit is incredible.
Seriously, man, I don't get armpit fetishes.
Yeah, well, if you ask me, air fetishes make no sense.
There are more men than Yuna has holes, but there are those who satisfy themselves by rubbing their genitals against her armpits and hair. However, they don't seem at all displeased by this arrangement. In fact, they have faint smiles plastered on their faces. It seems they've accustomed to such acts. They have no qualms with raping vampires to the point where figuring out who gets to fuck which part of their bodies has become a game. But I have to bear this. I need to hold on and think of a way to escape. Shizuha, I hope she's alright. Even during their terrible treatment, the first thing on Yuna's mind is Shizuha's safety. It was the only way Yuna could try to save her, but it still meant that Shizuha was thrown off a bridge into the sea in the middle of the night. Yuna isn't even sure if Shizuha knows how to swim. It never came up before then. Yuna can't even be sure that she truly gave Shizuha a chance. Even so, she can at least rest assured that Shizuha is better off drowning in the sea than being at the hunter's mercy. If you're dead already, forgive me. If the alternative to this death is this, if surviving means experiencing this humiliation, then Shizuha is better off dead.
Ah, she seriously isn't into this. Oh, what are you glaring at me for? Don't you know, you bitch? We decide if you live or die here. Be good and you'll get to live longer as our sex toy. In exchange, though, if you try to suck anyone's blood, we'll kill you in the cruelest way possible. Yuna can't help but inwardly cringe in fear. It's clear that the man isn't making an idle threat. Sure, she might bite down on the man's dick, suck his blood, and turn him into her minion for a split second. The moment she tries, however, the rest of the men will overpower their former comrade on the spot. Yuna, of course, will be slain right after. It's clear that they aren't leaving her any opportunity for escape, so she remains docile, allowing them to ravish their mouth. Come on, you can suck better than that! I can't breathe. His penis is clogging up my throat. You're our toy already, you got that? You ought to learn your place! What do you have to say for yourself? Yes, atta girl. Once Yuna replies, the man resumes thrusting his hips. The man's movements are so violent that even if she wanted to, there's no way she could suck on his cock. Yeah, she's finally getting wet. And she's starting to squeeze nicely on this end, too. Hey, we know you're not a virgin, so we could go all out on you, right? Well, we'd do it even if you were a virgin. Haha, the vamp's looking hard anyway. You don't mind, do ya? These pieces of human filth. They'll kill me in the end anyway. I want to be sure of taking at least one of them down with me. Yuna's heart is conflicted. Should she choose life at the cost of her body being sullied, or dignified death by killing a hunter as her final act? However, the latter would throw away any chances of reuniting with Shizuha. Even if Shizuha is still alive, Yuna's chances of meeting her again are next to nothing. But even so, it's not quite zero. I keep telling you to stop zoning out! Because Yuna's making no attempt to pleasure them, the man punches her in the face. Do you understand the position you're in? Would you rather that we send you to the good doctor instead? He gets hard when he gets to dissect one of you fuckers. The man's glare makes Yuna swallow fearfully. It seems ignoring them isn't a favorable course of action. Dignity and death is as close to a single bite of her fangs Dignity and death is as close as a single bite of her fangs into the man's cock. But perhaps if she's obedient enough, she can prolong her life to the point where she can find a way out. Like this? After some deliberation, Yuna chooses life. Even if it means her body be tainted by belief, she gambles at all on the possibility of eventually reuniting with Shizuha. Right, just like that. Tighten up your pussy too. And your ass. Yes.
Yuna bobs her head back and forth, focusing on the dick in her mouth. Yuna also purses her lips, trying to give the man as much pleasure as possible.
Ah, her armpit feels so good, and her hair's so smooth. It's been so long since I've had one that's this good.
The men rubbing their dicks against Yuna's armpit and hair are gradually starting to lose themselves to the act. Their glands turn red and swollen as pre-cum begins seeping from their urethras. This is disgusting. What is that weird smell? The scent filling their nostrils makes her furrow her brow in revulsion. The body odor of the men surrounding her is more foul than she ever could have imagined. It's as if something invisible has been penetrating the base of her throat. The sensation assaults her with a constant sense of nausea.
Yeah, that's good. She's getting wetter. Hey, you're slacking on me back here. Clench up, you hear? Yes, commanded by the man raping her rectum.
Waping.
It's like Elmer Fudd.
Commanded by the man waping a rectum, Yuna puts energy into her abdomen. She repeats the man's words in her mind as if to encourage herself to continue.
Hey, does my dick taste good?
It tastes good, she says.
Say it clearly. It's delicious. What's with that expression? Say it with a smile on your face.
Agreed by Yuna's attitude, the man shoves his cock into the back of her throat. He moves violently and inconsiderately, not caring that he's choking her.
See, vampires, you filthy vampires ought to just stay nice and quiet, sucking on our dicks, especially female vampires.
Who the fuck do you think you are? The moment you're left to your own device, you start multiplying like cockroaches. He speaks as though he's reminiscing about something while grabbing Yuna tightly by the head, thrusting his hips back and forth in savage movements. As strands of her hair get torn away by his fingers, Yuna's eyes narrow with anger. Her urge to bite the man's dick off has nothing to do with sucking his blood at this point. Still, she manages to suppress the urge.
So from now on, you're never gonna suck blood again. You'll be drinking cum instead. I'll give you all the cum you'll ever fucking need, and that way there won't be any more victims. You got that? If so, shed some tears of gratitude and thank me, you bitch.
Thank you very much. Now go harder. Put all into sucking me off.
Yes.
Yuna's furious fellatio makes the man reach his limit. Surrounding himself to Yuna's servicing, he ejaculates inside her mouth.
Ugh, ah!
This is so disgusting, I can't believe you poured this gunk into my mouth. Yuna contorts her face in disgust as the warm sensation spreading inside her mouth. The viscous, foul-smelling stuff spreads across her tongue. This is the first time she's ever had a man ejaculate inside her mouth. It's so repulsive that she has to stop herself from cursing out loud.
Swallow it. Spit it out. I'll kill you.
Yuna gulps audibly. Withstanding the building nausea inside her chest, she swallows the semen in her mouth little by little.
Good, good. You're really drinking it down. I'll give you that.
The man steps back, his scornful gaze still fixed on her. A white thread momentarily stretches between her mouth and his penis before breaking. Although she swallowed all the semen in her mouth, the urge to vomit remains just as intense as before. The stench seems to be frozen inside her nostrils, refusing to be dislodged. She moans as tears roll from her eyes. However, humiliation is hardly over. If anything, the men raping her vagina and anus are building up speed, and as if to say they'd only just gotten started.
Don't doze off on us here, the party's just beginning. Yeah, it took a bit to get us warmed up, but now you're starting to really feel it now, right? This is so hard. Oh, you're really squeezing now. Yeah, her butt just clenched too. She's really clamping down on me.
The men's cocks are hard like clubs as they beat her insides. Their reddened glands scrub against their inner walls of grating themselves inside her, sending a mixture of pain and pleasure running through her body.
I hate this and it hurts, but sorry.
But it does feel just a little bit good. Yuna can't deny it, she's feeling pleasure from the act. While her heart steadfastly rejects it, her body can't refuse the pleasant sensations building within her body. In fact, with every passing second, her pussy gets just a little bit weaker, wetter, rather, and her arousal grows just a little bit more powerful. They're pressing my insides between their cocks inside my belly. I don't want them to hear my voice, but I don't think they'll let me get away with that. While she wishes otherwise, she forces herself to allow moans to escape her lips. It's to give the men what they want and increase their odds of survival.
Ah, her armpit's getting sweaty. The tip of my dick feels so fucking good.
The man rubbing himself against Yuna's armpit starts moving faster, too. The softness of her skin elevates his excitement to new heights. The pre-cum dripping from his tip smears all over her armpit, bringing his ejaculation ever closer.
Crap, I'm gonna come at this way, right? I'm gonna shoot it all over you. Me too, huh? I'm gonna soak your hair with all my cum. If you like drinking blood, try licking your own hair. That's enough to satisfy you vamps, right?
The man by her head rubs the tip of his cock against his scalp again and again. The sensation of his shaft digging through her inflicts a completely different kind of displeasure on her than that of the cocks inside her holes. That sick pervert, if he comes in my hair, it'll mess it up. I'll never be able to get it all out. Yuna curses inwardly. She can't even be sure if they'll let her so much as bathe while keeping her in prison. Even in this situation, she forces herself to remain calm. Or maybe it's because she's starting to accept circumstances that she's able to stay composed. Her hair is so fucking good. Aw, damn, I love vampires that take care of their hair. Aw, thank you very much. I take good care of it. As much as it enrages her to do so, Yuna thanks the man for his words. As humiliating as it is, resistance is meaningless. If she doesn't service and please these men until they come, they'll never leave her alone. Shizuha, as her body is further sullied and tainted, Yuna can only think of Shizuha. Holding on to the belief that they might once meet again, is what allows her to withstand the humiliation. You're clamping down on me like crazy. Do you like my cock this much? Your butt's clenching too. You must love feeling my dick inside you.
Ah, yes, this feels very good. This feels so gross. Then get even tighter, and thank us for sticking our dicks in your holes.
So thank you for your penises inside me. Sticking your penises inside me, Jesus. Someday when I get out of this place, I'll rip off those disgusting things that dangle between your legs.
Ah, ha, ha, hee, hee.
The delighted men poke and churn Yuna's insides. Their impulses to ejaculate flare up as their thrusts cause their dainty limbs to thrash and jolt. Their cocks stir up the insides of her pussy and intestines, putting pressure on her from either side.
Hey, can you hear that? That's squelching. That's all your love juices, cutie.
Yes, good. Ah, how does it feel? Come on, say it. Ah, it's embarrassing. Oh, you're embarrassed. The monster's embarrassed, huh? I'll kill you, you bastard. I swear it. One day I'll tear the life out of you. Though hate fills and burns in her heart, Yuna is indeed overcome with shame. She may be a vampire, but she's first and foremost a woman. Being in the presence of such unfamiliar men only makes her more keenly aware of her nudity. They ogle her chest and crotch, they touch them, they ravage them. The realization of what's being done to her fills her with anger and sorrow.
I can't cry. What, you gonna start bawling on us? Oh, that sounds good, that'll turn me on.
The realization that Yuna is shedding tears only seems to arouse the men further. Their sadistic hearts, delighted by the sight of her sorrow, the men thrust their penises harder against and into her to stimulate her further. Feels that good, huh? You're crying from joy because it just feels that good, right? Yeah, it feels good, so... the tears. Just come out. Then you want us to fill you up next, right? Yes, Phil. Fill me up, please. She screams the words out so that she can be sure every man hears her. In a way, this is how she proves her resolve to them. She shouts out to her intent to withstand the humiliation of her is clear. She shouts out so that her intent to withstand the humiliation of her is clear. So please, please, give me all your cum inside me, in my armpit, in my hair. Give me your seed, please. Fuck, I can't hold on any longer. I'll shower you in my cum. So hard. Give me anything. Give me more. I'm coming. Coming! The men's thrusting turns wild and desperate. The shaking and thrashing of her body is accompanied by her own lust, igniting like a torch. She tries her best to withstand the rush as her body jolts in reaction to the stimulating mixture of pain and pleasure. Hurry up and come already. Just come already. Hurry up and be done with this. Hurry, I want to see Shizuha. I'm going to come again too. This time I'll spray it all over you. The man who ejaculated her mouth earlier starts jerking himself off. Of course he keeps his tip pointed at Yuna, meaning the semen still lingering in his urethra spurts out wildly. Shit, I'm coming. I'm gonna come inside you. I'll stir your ass with my cum. Armpits, fuck. I love armpits. Aha, time for your shampoo. Aha, you're thrusting up. My body's so hot. I'm coming. Her mind is overwhelmed with carnal lust. Her body seethes while her climax comes rushing in. If she truly wanted to resist it, she probably could. However, she believes that reaching climax together with her captors might serve to please them further. With her decision made, she accepts this pleasure she's never once wished for, choosing to allow her body to achieve satisfaction. Come on, let's come. You come too. Yes, coming. I'm going to come in my pussy. My pussy's coming. My pussy's, good. Come, gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come. Come here. At that moment, a hot sensation rips through Yuna's body. A large wave swells within her as an entirely different sort of heat creeps into her body. Her body spasms and shakes in sync with the surrounding men's bodies, as they pump their hips back and forth to unleash their semen in and out and onto Yuna's body. I'm coming. The way her ass moves is amazing. It's like she's trying to suck it up. I squirted all over her. I did it. Best armpit I ever fucked. Shampoo successfully applied. The men's ejaculations come to an end. Yuna's orgasm concludes as well, leaving her pussy dripping with love juices. The semen from the men inside her vagina mixes into her secretions, causing a mixture of their fluids to ooze out of her body. He's like, Shizuha, I want to see you so much. Tears build up in Yuna's eyes as she vividly realizes just how tainted her body has become. She doesn't want to cry, but tears fall in check from her eyes nonetheless. She's shocked at just how badly the men have soiled her with their filthy body fluids. How many more times would she have to undergo this torture in the days to come? Will her dream of being reunited with Shizuha be realized after all this disgrace and suffering? With those questions floating in her thoughts, Yuna lets her eyelids flutter shut. Some time has passed since Yuna was brought into the facility. Every day, single day, she's been raped by men, leaving her exhausted and battered in both body and spirit. At first, her strong desire to see Shizuha again fuels her, but little by little, that hope has begun to abandon her. She has yet to find an opportunity to escape. It seems she'll never leave this facility alive. Every time she thinks about the situation she's in, the truth looms before her with all its merciless gravity. I'll never see Shizuha again, will I? Maybe if I choose to die, I'll get to see her sooner. That thought haunts her by waking hours, making everything feel utterly meaningless. She eats, uses the toilet, sleeps, gets raped. Her days blur into a constant repetition of these events. What meaning is there to it all? Ideas begin appearing unbidden in her mind. Maybe today will be the day she provokes the men into killing her. Shizuha, I'm sorry. Run! It's a monster! Suddenly, she hears voices echoing in the distance. Stay back! Don't come near me! She can hear countless sets of footsteps running away. They're screaming and running from something. That's good. While she's slightly interested in what's happening, she can't move from where she is. Days upon days of endless rape have depleted her stamina and dulled her ability to think. While it's clear that some kind of trouble is happening, whatever it is has nothing to do with her. That thought is enough to tempt Yuna back into closing her eyes. She can hear the faint sound of footsteps. They grow louder as they approach her. She's familiar with it, though, from the facility's personnel, so she makes no effort to open her eyes. It isn't until the very last moment that Yuna realizes those footsteps are lighter than any of the men's, and that's why. Thank goodness, you're alive! The sound of that voice causes a burning warmth to spread through Yuna's body. The voice that reaches her ears is one she thought she'd never hear again. Ah! Her eyelids flutter open. She looks in the direction of the voice, and there she stands.
Yuna,
I came for you. Nanase Shizuka, on the run after assaulting Association Facility. Sonohama Yao escaped Association Facility. Sakai Yuika, continuing their hunter duties. Escape end. So that was the actual ending to the game. It's the escape end. It's not a dead end. Because if Shizuha has more blood than Yuna, you get the escape end. If Shizuha is equal to Yuna, you get the dead end. So there you go. So basically, you want Shizuha to have like... Well, you got another escape ending. There's a public execution. There's a lot of really weird... The way this game is made is... It's in the form of like blood. How much blood you give her. And it depends on like what... level the blood's at to what ending you get. So that's a bit crazy. You can just skip those kind of endings completely, though. Because there's all these escape ends. Which are basically, looks like, probably rape ends. Like, I mean, if that's what you want to see. But if you want to see the story, we can pretty much go through it without having to do the blood shit. You just won't get any hentai. Like, seriously, that seems to be it. You won't get any, like, crazy hentai scenes unless you do, like, the blood stuff. It's kind of stupid that they did that, honestly. Like, I get the idea, but I think it was kind of dumb. Like, it would have been... I don't know. Just trying to do something different with a visual novel. Like, oh, it's 2019, let's do something new. No, let's not. Because it's fucking weird. Because then in order to get the next one, Shizuha has to be at +3. She has to be equal to +3. I don't even know what the fuck equal to +3 is. Default blood levels, 0. I don't know. There's too many of these weird escape ends. We're just gonna go through this story. I'm sorry. I think I'm just gonna go through the story on this one. Yeah. Supposed to have all these hentai scenes. But we're skipping, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 of them. I mean, look, I'm sorry, guys. You just have to fucking buy it, I guess. I mean, you got to see that one. But I don't know how many more of these. Because, again, it's all tied to blood. It's not like, oh, you can make this choice. No, you have the blood at a certain level. And that's a pain in the ass. At any rate, guys, this is going to be the end of it for now.